way. 1300 13 1170. Now, Bernie Dimet is a guy that plenty of us know well. At least it feels like we know him well, in that he's a regular voice here on 2CH. He's the CEO of the Christian media company Christianity Works, and also a Bible teacher. But did you know that this man once was so low that he came close to taking his own life? He's on the line tonight to talk to us about what got him through, really what was the toughest time in his life. Bernie, thanks for talking to us.
Dominic, great to be with you.
Mate, you went through a really hard time.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago now. It's kind of hard to believe that it's been that long. But I went through a really difficult time in my life. I had an IT consulting firm and was always very successful in business and so on.
Mm.
And I just went through a personal crisis and I found myself on the edge.
Mm. What happened? I remember meeting you maybe a year or so after that when...
Yeah, it's a long time since you and I caught up. We were young then.
I was thinking then, as our interview was lined up tonight, I think the last time I saw you was in the cafeteria at Macquarie University.
That's it. And I don't think I had much grey hair then.
No.
Look, I don't want to go into the details, but I did go through a really tough personal time and it drove me to the edge. I was in Brisbane at the time. I was staying at a hotel. And I remember walking out onto that balcony and I really came very, very close
to jumping off,
going over the edge, yeah.
Yeah. And what got you back?
Yeah. I'd been reading a Bible the night before, thank God for the Gideons, and there was a Bible in my hotel room, and God had been a little bit on my case, but I felt as though someone or something was pulling me over the edge, and someone or something was pulling me back inside again. And so I just went back inside and I knelt down and I thought that's what you had to do to pray. And I said, God, if you're out there now, would be a really good time. That's all I had. And basically, that's all it took.
So what happened then?
Look, my life got steadily worse from there, and I still had some very, very difficult times to go through. That was in February 2000.
I thought you were going to say it got better at that point.
Yeah, but... no, things got worse from there. It was in February 1995, actually. And then October 1995, some friends in Wollongong took me to a church. Now, my frame hadn't darkened the doorstep of a church for many, many years, I have to tell you. And I felt incredibly uncomfortable, but I can still remember the message that
feeling
the
guilty
preached.
As you walked in the church, or what was it that made
just
you uncomfortable?
Really intensely uncomfortable at being there. I wouldn't have gone, I guess, if I hadn't had a sense that God was up to something. But after the service, I went outside while all you Christians were standing around having your cups of coffee, and I sat down under a tree and I gave my life to the Lord.
Right.
So it was really a huge turnaround for me because I was a tough, hard-nosed businessman. I'm a graduate from the Royal Military College, Duntroon, so I trained to be an officer in the Army, and I went into business with some fellow Army officers, and it was fairly, hard, cutthroat kind of business. For me, it was very much a Paul on the road to Damascus type of conversion. It was a radical turnaround for me.
It was a radical turnaround. I mean, I'm guessing that I met you in 1997, 1998,
yeah,
and it was still pretty...
97, 98, it probably would have been.
It was pretty fresh at that point, and you just made this 180-degree switch from living for myself to starting to live for Jesus.
My life had been all about career, money, the car that I drove, the house that I lived in, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that that's not what makes you happy. And yet still so many people are on that treadmill of success, worldly success. And when I went through this really, really difficult patch and God literally met me on the edge, when I'd given my life to Christ, I couldn't imagine just sitting there and not telling people about that.
Mm. And you couldn't imagine, I guess, just keeping on going in the corporate world.
No, I mean, look, I still did for a number of years, but we sold our business to a public company in 2001. I had a three-year earn-out period. I mean, I had partners. I just couldn't leave them in the lurch. I was a key part of that business.
Mm.
But in 2004, I took over the reins of what was then Good News Broadcasting Association. That's what it was called. And that was, I guess, the beginning of a whole new adventure.
And, I mean, we hear you daily on 2CH,
yep.
In the Christianity Work spots.
Mm-hmm.
What else does it involve?
Well, the radio programs that we produce here in Australia are actually aired on about 1,300 stations in 160 countries around the world.
Really?
So it's just God. You know, people say, "How did that happen?" And the answer is God. I mean, we as a ministry and as a board have strategic plans, but God has always far, far, far exceeded anything that we could ever hope for or imagine. And today, about at least 20 million people hear the gospel every week through Christianity Works. And it's just mind-blowing what God's done.
That's extraordinary. Yeah. And how now, what's your Christian walk day by day look like?
My Christian walk day by day normally starts at about 4 o'clock in the morning, because I've always been an early riser.
Yep.
And I spend half an hour with God. You know, that's how I start every day. I just spend that time with the Lord. And in a sense, Christian ministry is
what
much
that,
harder.
What does that mean? Somebody might be listening and they hear you say that. They think, do you meditate? What do you do? Do you read the Bible?
I pray.
You pray?
Yeah. And I always read my Bible. I'm always reading through some book in the Bible. I might read half a chapter or a chapter, and I think about that, and I pray about that, and I talk to God. And what I find is that's the bedrock of my faith. That time is the bedrock of my faith. And every now and then I get busy, or I'm flying through time zones, you know, traveling, and I just can't fit that in. And I just don't have the joy. I don't have the strength. I don't have what it takes to do what God's calling me to do. And so I find myself really dependent on that time every morning with God. And to me, it's the saddest thing that so many Christians have their lives in a bit of a mess. And I often say, how often do you read your Bible? How often do you pray? And they kind of look down at their feet and they shuffle. And I think, well, what are you expecting out of your faith if you don't actually have a personal relationship with Jesus?
I mean, just think about the line in 2 Timothy 3 about all Scripture being God-breathed, and it corrects, rebukes, teaches, trains me in righteousness, and makes me wise for salvation in faith in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And if that's why God wrote it, well, that's what I should be doing with it, reading it, understanding it, learning from His Word.
And sort of drawing away from the madness of the world. I mean, I don't know about you, but I have more things to do on my to-do list than I can ever get done.
I have far too many on my to-do list.
It's just the reality for many of us. And if I didn't spend that time quietly disconnected from the world, disconnected from social media, disconnected from all the other stuff that can distract us, and focus on God, I don't think I'd be able to do what God's called me to do.
Yeah.
That was a huge turnaround for me.
What happens after 5 o'clock when you stop doing that?
Oh, well, I think I produce a lot of content. I have a weekly TV program in India, and stacks and stacks of radio programs each week. So a lot of that is researching and writing. And then, of course, there's a ministry to run.
Right.
We have offices in India. We have offices in Uganda, in Ghana. And so, yeah, there's an international ministry that has to be run. And so it's a fairly full life, you'd have to say.
Great. Bernie, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
Dominic, good to catch up.
Great to catch up. And Archie, I'll look forward to having a conversation off the air with you as well.
Why don't we do that?
That'd be great, having not done it for 20 years. Bernie Diamond on the line there. And, of course, he's the voice of Christianity Works, and you hear him regularly here on 2CH.